there that goes.
We believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday. In the wine cellar.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit maybe, like this.
Why are you trying to give me a glass? Just give me that bottle.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com. Father Teresa's Wine Cellar. The Black Podcast. Social Dissonance, a Critical Analysis of Justice. And it's Morning Wine Cellar, September 25th, 2018. Let's take a look at this Father Mucker. Just catching up on a little bit of bitty bit of do. And I took a look at my own saved files and a couple of things that Phoenix Collider had put in the notes space. And what is this here? This is on CBC.ca. So apparently a California branch of CBC News. And this is apparently there's an event called K Days. Just letter K-Days. I don't know what this is. Not something I'm familiar with. But let's see what's going on here. And the article title is Teen Allegedly Sexually Assaulted at K-Days Due to Her Own Negligence, Northland says. Say who did harm what? Okay. An individual name is out, published, Jessica, and says she was sexually assaulted and left unconscious in a ditch at K-Days in July 2008. A 13-year-old girl who reported being sexually assaulted and left in a ditch at K-Days, and it says, quote, ought to have known. Nigga, what? Ought to have known. Let me get my gear in gear over there. All right. All right. This shit continues. It says she ought to have known she was putting herself at risk when she drank with a stranger she met that night. The company that produced the Midway says in a statement of defense. What? So, hey, rapists gonna rape. They're gonna do that sometimes. It's up to you to not get raped. You have to come. You're like, you realize that what victim blaming does, it tries to make not being harmed an action in and of itself. So, what they're saying is, you have to apply the effort to not get raped. Not that the rapist shouldn't rape, but that you just have to be unrapeable somehow, which I think is a Damon Wayans word when it came to the, what was he? He's talking about Bill Cosby. Brett Kavanaugh probably put up Cosby numbers. Brett Kavanaugh. All right, let's take a little look here. Continuing on. The statement from the North American Midway Entertainment Canada Company. Canada. Okay. It came in, not Cal. So the CA was Canada, not California. It came in response to a lawsuit from the victim, an indigenous woman, who CBC is referring to as Jessica to protect her identity. Okay, so that's a pseudonym, if you will. Okay, and this is a story of indigenous women being attacked. Mm-hmm. A girl, actually. I said women. According to a statement of claim filed in January, Jessica went with a friend to the summer carnival, known at the time as Capital X, E-X, on July, and this was on July 19th, 2018. The girls met a Midway employee who introduced himself as Phoenix, ironically. He bought a 750 milliliter bottle of vodka, and the three drank it that night in a semi-truck. Jessica started feeling sick and went to lie down in the back of the truck where she said the attack happened. Excuse me. She was found just before 3 a.m. in a ditch on the property. She was unconscious. She said her skirt pulled up to her stomach and was not wearing underwear. Her friend was leaning against a tree nearby. She said, quote, "I woke up in the hospital with tubes in my throat and they were pumping my stomach," she told CBC News in June. She was diagnosed with alcohol poisoning, and doctors found evidence she had been sexually assaulted, according to... raped. Oh, here we go. They did. I'm surprised they still call it a rape kit. It says a rape kit was done, but these motherfuckers are so into fucking soft language. Like, I'm waiting to see if it's like fucking unwanted contact kit, right? Like, it's just... It literally is quite surprising that they're still calling it rape kit, considering that they hate the word rape. By they, I'm society in gen. English-speaking society in general. Continuing. Diagnosed alcohol poisoning. A rape kit was done, and Jessica was interviewed by the Edmonton Police Service. Detective at the Zebra Child Protection Center. Charges were never laid. Jessica said she was told there wasn't enough evidence. So she's probably not old enough. I'm guessing here that in 2008, at least in Canada, that 13-year-old individuals will probably be denied a retail sale of an alcoholic beverage. I'm guessing. And they found semen and evidence of a sexual assault. And that's just not enough evidence. It's just got nothing. So Jessica is now a 23-year-old individual. And in January, she filed a $100,000 lawsuit in court of Queen's Bench of Alberta against Northlands, the North American Midway Entertainment Canada company, the company that produced Midway, and her alleged attacker, who is named in the statements of defense. That man has since died. Yeah, that's that cold shit, right? So he just lived his rapist life out, pedophile rapist life out, enjoyed the fuck out of it, got drunk, got to rape, throw him in ditches, ha! And then just got to go off and die. No punishment, because there is no justice. Did an episode some year, about 4 years ago. What is social justice? Something that will never exist. Continuing. The past 10 years have been difficult for her, with flashbacks, anxiety, depression, and PTSD, the statement of claim said. After the lawsuit, Jessica said she ran away and became involved in child sex work and drugs and gangs. That sort of wording, that framing, became involved in child sex work. You mean was exploited as a child rape slave. I have my doubts that she benefited a great deal financially. I have my doubts. In its statement of defense filed in August, North American Midway Entertainment Canada Company denied the sexual assault occurred, but said if it did, any injuries and losses or damages were caused by Jessica's own negligence, in quotes. That includes, quote, failing to take care of her own safety, voluntarily consuming excessive amounts of alcohol or drugs, accompanying one or more individuals when she knew or ought to have known she was putting herself and her safety in jeopardy, and failing to seek assistance of security, end quote. So basically saying, hey, you should not be lured in by grown-ass adults that probably worked your inherent childhood naivete and exploited you and raped you. You should somehow make those adults not do that. We haven't figured out how, but you just don't. Just stop it. And a quote from the individual that is identified as Jessica says, quote, it affects me to this day, end quote. Continuing, the Midway company said if the incident occurred, then the injuries, losses, and damages, conditions pre-existing the incident in question. So it's all, wait, are they saying like the potentially coercive and exploitative consumption of the vodka is pre-existing? Is that what they're getting at? So like, hey, in this whole time that this individual was being groomed and attacked by this adult, the first half of that happened before the second half of that, therefore pre-existing. The statement of defense said the damages claimed by Jessica are excessive and unreasonable and asks the court to dismiss the claim. $100,000. And how much money? Because, I mean, what it looks like they're running from the image shown with this CBC.ca article, it looks like a fair. And you know fairs, right? $5 bottle of water. What, $5, $6 some product called elephant ears. $4, $5 scones. Those fucking games and your game tickets. And, parking arrangements, ticket to get in. Jesus Christ, like, they have $100,000. But, apparently to this individual at 23 years old, like, this person would seek this as a form of justice. You know, like this compensation. Nah, not compensation. That's for labor, right? You know, but kick the grits over, nigga. Kick the fucking grits over. But nah, capitalism, white supremacy, Europeans refusing to be in Europe, running around raping and murdering everybody. There will never be justice under this shit. And there is a why. And the reason why, and I'm one of them too, let us see known, I'm part of the problem of the why, not willing to do what is necessary to reverse it, because like this injustice, look at it as like a hole. Like, you went down, right, to get in the hole, you have to go through the same hole to get back up out of it, right? It's a dead end street. You have to go down the dead end street to get into the end of it. And you have to go back up the dead-end street to get out the motherfucker. Alright? Europeans murdered every fucking body they could or thought would be necessary to murder to get shit like this. They manifest destiny their asses across the motherfucking planet. And you have to do the same thing back. You have to kill them. Yes, that means the offspring of them, the multiple generations of offspring of Europeans that forced themselves across the planet because they won't go home willingly. That's the only way. And hey, I'm not going to try to start it off myself because I'll just go to prison and then niggas will put my face on a t-shirt and fucking spill their fucking smoothie on it. You know, like, so until it's like collectively, you know, at least like fucking 50,000, 100,000 motherfuckers. You know, we need big numbers of people down to get the shit started. And it's just not going to happen. Yeah, so we'll just keep going to work and paying bills and living in the system until climate change shuts this whole thing down. Continuing, it is also claimed her cognitive, psychological, and physical condition before the alleged sexual assault would have been impaired, would have impaired her capacity to earn income had the incident not occurred. It said she failed to diligently follow treatment advice from healthcare professionals and failed to make reasonable efforts to return to her pre-incident activities. That they're putting all that on a 13-year-old, but you think corporations give a fuck about people? And you think politicians that are bought off by corporations are paid to legislate for people? Are you shitting me? Like, you people that are so pro-system, this is the type of motherfuckers that run the system. Alright. Motherfucker. It continues. In June, Jessica told CBC News the trauma stemming from the assault has continued to haunt her adult life. Quote, "It affects me to this day. For the longest time, I tried to pretend nothing happened, just to be able to deal with it. If I can at least try to do something about it or anything, just so I can say I tried, then maybe it will help me forget about it." End quote. CBC reached out to Northlands, which said it does not comment on issues currently before the courts. The North American Midway Entertainment Canada company did not respond to a request for comment. None of the allegations have been proven in court. I'll go ahead and copy link to this if folks want to share it about and read it through themselves. Go ahead and put that in the that's in the archive chat space where no one is chatting because it's 3:30 a.m. and but niggas can catch the archive and I'll upload it to YouTube, so that is there. And oh, whoops, let me reopen closed tab. I whoopsie-daisied. Now, Maxine Waters, she had an interaction with a GOP, a Grand Old Party representative, and this Grand Old Party representative told her, didn't ask her, told her to stop talking about discrimination, and Maxine Waters had a retort. Ah, damn it. Is this one of those fucking... Here we go.
...together as a people do that. We are trying to make sure that we're making America great every day in every way. And the best way to do that is to stop talking about discrimination and start talking about the nation. We're coming together as a people in spite of what you say. Thank you, gentlemen. I yield back.
Gentlemen's time has expired. Members are reminded to address their remarks to the chair. The gentleman from Texas Reserves, gentlelady from California.
Thank you very much. The gentleman, Mr. Kelly, please do not leave because I want you to know that I am more offended as an African-American woman than you will ever be. And this business about making America great again, it is your president that's dividing this country. And don't talk to me about the fact that we don't understand what happens on the automobile. No, I will not yield. No, I will not yield.
Okay.
Don't tell me that we don't understand. That's the attitude that's been given toward women time and time again.
The gentlelady will suspend. The chair wishes to remind all members that they are to address their remarks to the chair. Gentlelady will continue.
I respect the chair, but don't stop me in the middle when you didn't stop him in the middle.
I respect the chair, but don't stop me in the middle when you didn't stop him in the middle. Naga, she didn't say that part.
Gentlelady will continue.
The chair, but don't stop me in the middle when you didn't stop him in the middle. And so I shall continue. Don't you dare talk to me like that and think that somehow women don't understand what goes on the floor of automobile dealers.
Minded to direct her remarks to the chair. The gentlelady will continue.
I hate their systems. Like, that's that bull. Hey, you have to talk to him through me because white men 400 years ago said that's a good idea. That's the thing. Like, the world is fucking ruined with bad white ideas. Yes, that's one of the small ones. Error, is it a small one? Nah, this is a big one. Because it's that type of shit that, like, it's a system of required behavior. And let's, again, what is this required behavior? You have to talk to him through me because I'm the chair. Nigga, fuck you. You the chair? Nigga, I sit on your ass. Fuck you, nigga. I don't like their systems. I don't like their fucking hierarchies. I can't stand their fucking caste systems. Bad European ideas ruined the planet.
I will continue to do that. However, I don't appreciate that you did not interrupt him when he was making those outrageous remarks about him knowing more about discrimination than I know about discrimination. I resent that, and I resent the remark about making America great again. He's down here making a speech for this dishonorable president of the United States of America. Having said that, I reserve the balance of my time, and no, I do not yield not one second to you. Not one second. Not one second to you.
I like watching Maxine Waters talk shit. Yeah, let me think. Yeah, really, Maxine Waters and Bernie Sanders, I like watching them talk shit on the floor. Them two, man, they're fucking, they get up there and talk that G shit. And of course, Nina Turner. I like hearing Nina Turner pop shit. But Nina Turner's hella busy, though. She hasn't been doing her podcast. All right, let's see. Doop-a-doop-doop, skip-a-floop-a-doop-a-doop-a-boop. And it looks like there's just one more little thing. And I don't really, All right, here we go. Looks like I'm fucking with Vox.com. Doesn't really seem like who I'd fuck with, but here I am. And let me go ahead and check this. Yo, yo, yo. Testing, testing. My decibels better be fucking good. All right, get it in order. So, on Vox.com, V-O-X, the banking industry is spending big on red state Democrats in 2018. All right. Ooh, bah, 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 bah. So, in 2016, the banks gave most to Marco Rubio and Pat Toomey. This year, it's John Tester and Heidi Heitkamp. I don't know much about Heidi Heitkamp, but I don't think I associate that name with, like, good lefty-headed news. So, Senate Democrats are trying to hold on to vulnerable seats in states that Mick Trumpel-Stiltskin won in 2016 and have found an ally that might seem unlikely, the banking industry. That's why I don't fuck with Vox.com. The banking industry seems unlikely. Banking. Banking. Like, the meme that I put up in 2016 was Clinton with, oh, geez. Who's that fucking bankster? Ah, man. Blankfield? Something like that. For some reason, my mind is saying blank. Blankenship. I think it's Blankenship. Nah. That's like a senator or something. I gotta find that shit, man. But fucking, and I just put the most qualified candidate. Like, they fuck with bankers. Really? Vox.com? That might seem unlikely. The banking industry. Democratic Senator John Tester of Montana and Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota and Joe Donnelly of Indiana and Claire McCaskill of Missouri have seen a boost in support from the commercial banking sector as the 2018 midterms approach. They've collectively brought in more than $800,000 in donations this election cycle, and along with Republican Senator Dean Heller from Nevada, are the top recipients of commercial banking money. So just know that when they vote on some shit, they have who paid them in mind. All right, and it's not just money that they're getting. The banks are supporting them in other ways. The Credit Union National Association, a credit union lobbying group, is weighing digital ads and direct mailing efforts to support them. And the McMerican Bankers Association Banking Trade Group is running advertisements for Tester in Montana. Precisely why the banks have taken such an interest in this group of senators is not entirely clear. Not entirely clear. Let's see. One in Montana, one in North Dakota, and what was that? Missouri? The one in Missouri. And remember, the one in Missouri didn't really have to be like some leftist out there making lefty-headed arguments. All they had to be was not Todd Akin. If you forgot Todd Akin, that's the guy in 2012 that was talking about if it's a legitimate rape and how he knows doctors who say the female body can just shut that whole thing down and not get pregnant, therefore no abortions, because legitimate rapes don't cause pregnancies. So all that Claire McCaskill had to do was be the opponent of the guy saying that shit. Alright? So of course you can buy out that motherfucker, because they don't stand for shit. Alright. Continuing. And it's not just money they're getting, precisely why the banks have taken such an interest in the senators is not entirely clear. However, they are among the same senators who voted for and helped craft a banking deregulation bill. Earlier this year, Economic Growth and Regulatory Relief and Consumer Protection Act, S.2115, is the biggest rewrite of the Dodd-Frank financial reform since the legislation was signed in 2010. This reveals some of the tension Democrats have with red state Democrats. Democrats do not have tension with red state Democrats. All right. Go get you a nice pair of scissors. You get you a pair of fucking safety gloves, you know, like for hazardous material. You go down to that septic tank of fucking partisan bull and you cut that shit. You cut the shit right now, Skippy. All right. Tension. While tackling corporate greed and corruption has become an increasingly important part of the party platform, really, these donations show just how hard that sell will be when it comes to real races. Democrats need some moderate Democrats to get to the majority they need in the Senate, but that makes selling bills to hold corporations accountable a tough sell. Democrats need moderate Democrats, in my view. Yeah, I'm going to do that gusty renegade bullshit. In my view, Democrats are moderate Democrats. Maybe I'm mistaken. All right, now I will link this as well in the archive chat space and link it in the show notes, show description, along with the Maxine Waters clip. It's Morning Wine Cellar, September 25th, 2018. All right, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, and somebody tuned in right at the end of it. Who's that? That's Jeffrey Loco tuned in right at the end of it. The archive will be available in audio podcast form, and the video, it'll remain here, but I'll also download it and re-upload it to the YouTubes. To access the podcast, go in your favorite podcasting application, type in the words, The Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media, and click subscribe. And if there is any sort of reviewing system on the podcast platform that you access, throw 5 stars on that Father Mucker, give it a big old thumbs up, and say these are the greatest niggas on earth. It helps. Alright, have a good one. Bing, Facebook Live turned off, and let's go ahead and get rid of podcast audio.